Hello everyone and welcome to another movie review. This time I'm doing a non-spoiler review for the recently released film exclusive streaming to HBO Max as well as some movie theaters. If you're lucky enough to have an open movie theater that's showing it, and that is The Little Things, starring Denzel Washington, Rami Malek, and Jared Leto, three Academy Award-winning actors. If I'm stumbling over my words, it's because it's almost 4 a.m. Sunday, January 31st, and this is the third podcast or video that I've been recording tonight. You've seen them throughout the week. My book review for The Cut by Justin M. Lesniewski, and my review of the Uncharted video games, and now my review for The Little Things. And as I said, three Academy Award winning actors, Denzel, Rami, and Jared, and I'm going to read the synopsis, or what is the plot summary, that I see according to IMDb, I'm going to try my hardest not to give any spoilers. So, and there's two little things written here, so let me read it. Deke, a burnt-out Kern County, California deputy sheriff, teams up with Baxter, a crack LASD detective, to nab a serial killer. Deke's nose for the little things, quote-unquote, proves eerily accurate, but his willingness to circumvent the rules embroils Baxter in a soul-shattering dilemma. Meanwhile, Deke must wrestle with a dark secret from his past. Alright, doesn't really say too much there. So I'm going to read the second one that's right underneath it. Kern County Deputy Sheriff Joe Deacon is sent to Los Angeles for what should have been a quick evidence-gathering assignment. Instead, he becomes embroiled in the search for a killer who is terrorizing the city. Leading the hunt, L.A. Sheriff Department Sergeant Jim Baxter, impressed with Deke's cop instincts, unofficially engages his help. But as they track the killer, Baxter is unaware that the investigation is dredging up echoes of Deke's past, uncovering disturbing secrets that could threaten more than his case. And, yeah, that's essentially what the movie is about. It's Denzel's character, Deke. He's picking up some evidence for whatever case that he had been working up before that. And then Rami's character as a Sergeant Baxter, he's the one heading up this current case, and Deke decides to throw his support in there, or his expertise in there, because it's very much similar to a case that he was working 5 years prior to that. So he just decides to do things his way to help try to crack the case, depicted in the film. And like I said, along the way, they start seeing flashbacks. See, it keeps tapping the mic in these videos, sorry. Along the way, we see flashbacks to the previous case that Deke is referring to that is very similar to the one that they're investigating right now. And I was intrigued by this film very much. I enjoyed it very much when I was watching it, and I've been seeing a lot of people who didn't like the film, which, I mean, that's fine. I mean, not every film is going to be loved universally by everybody, and you know, everyone's going to have their reasons for liking your film or for not liking your film. I happen to enjoy it very much, but yeah, I understand people didn't like this film. That is their prerogative. They are not wrong for feeling the way they feel. I happen to enjoy it very much. Everyone in this film performed very well in the roles that they had. Denzel was great. Rami was great. And Jared Leto was my favorite part of the whole film. Let me see what the name of his character was. It's Albert Sparma. Very interesting name. He was my favorite part of the entire film, and that's something that I've actually seen from quite a few people. I was actually watching Sinister Cinema Reviews, his review for the film, and he said, yeah, that Jared Leto was his favorite thing about the film as well. It's just because the way Jared Leto's performance is, like, he plays it very creepy and like a little edgy, like in a way that it's like you don't know if this guy is being serious or he's just fucking with them kind of thing. But he does such a great job of it. He really does. I mean, you know, some of the stuff that they've shown in the trailers, if you've seen the trailers, you know, you'll kind of have an idea of what I'm referring to specifically. And just, yeah, it was. I really enjoyed the film. I don't know, like, and I really love these crime thriller drama films very much. I mean, like Seven is probably the best one that I've ever seen. But I mean, I wouldn't exactly put this in the same level as Seven. It's really no crime drama thriller film that I've ever watched is ever going to be the same level as Seven. Well, maybe Zodiac. Zodiac might be up there. But yeah, this. As much as I enjoyed it, it's not going to be at that level for sure. But I still enjoyed it very much, and I don't know, I'm gonna try to watch it again very soon so that I can try to see what I might have missed in the story. But it was very well paced. I mean, at least I think so. I mean, it's a slow burn kind of story, but I enjoy those kind of stories. A lot of people complain about how slow the film is, and it's like, okay, I get that. A lot of people are used to the fast pace, kind of, action kind of films, and I guess they thought that this would have been one of those kind of films. And I mean, I don't, and if that's how they thought what they thought it was going to be, I don't know how they would have thought that from the trailers, because the trailers does not depict it as that at all. But me personally, I enjoyed it very much. Denzel was great. Rami was great. I mean, like I said, Jared Leto, his performance was standout for me. And Chris Bauer. It was also featured in this as well. Most people might remember him best from True Blood, so it was nice to get to see him on here as well. And I've seen a lot of movies and TV shows where he plays someone from law enforcement. It makes me wonder, like, was he a law enforcement in real life? And that's why he plays a lot of these characters. I wonder that, because like our, you know, our Lee Ermey, he was a Marine in real life, and he played a lot of similar characters in movies as well. So I don't know if. Just that's just certain actors are just the way that it are just that way. I don't know. And like I said, the pacing of it to me was very well. Again, it is a slow burn kind of story. It's just like a little over 2 hours, but the slow burn pacing was very well, in my opinion. The music was very good. I mean, it takes place in 1990, so you know it's it fe and it feels very much. Like it takes place in the 90s. It feels very much like it is in 1990. I mean, I grew up in the 90s. I mean, I was it was because it's October 1990, so I would have been almost 4 around that time. So probably was might have been aware of things around that time. I think I would have been in kin around almost in kindergarten at the time, because I was born in December 86, so 87. Yeah, I would have been almost 4 at, so I mean, like, as much as I enjoyed the story, I can, some parts of it can be, were a little bit predictable, kind of, what you would expect from these type of movies, especially like Denzel's character, where he's, the cop that has the reputation, and he does things his way when trying to solve these cases. Yeah. Kind of a, it is kind of a cliche for these kind of stories, but sometimes those cliches, they make the films better. They make the stories better. To me, they helped make this film. And Denzel, he does very well with those kind of roles also. And just yeah, I don't really know what else to say that wouldn't really spoil how the movie goes. I mean, because there is kind of a twist towards the end of it. I'm not gonna say what it is, because that would just spoil the entire story for anyone who actually wants to see it, whether it's on HBO Max or video on demand if you're so in a different country, or in theaters if you're fortunate enough to get to go to a movie theater. But yeah, I enjoyed it very much. I really did, and like I said, I'm gonna try to watch it again soon. Because, with the HBO Max releases for some of these films, that you get a 30-day window to watch it on HBO Max, and then after that, you can only see it in movie theaters. So I have until February 28th, the end of February, basically, to watch this film one more time. And I'm going to try my best to do that because I did the same for Wonder Woman. I got to see it one more time before they took it off HBO Max. And then when the Blu-ray for that comes out, I'll check that out again. And just like the atmosphere of it, like I said, it felt very much like it was in 1990. And the cinematography was very beautifully done. I don't know who the director of photography was. Probably wasn't anyone like, you know, like Fabian Wagner or, you know, so on. Let me see who did that. Cast and crew, full cast. All right. Directed by John Lee Hancock. That name sounds familiar. Let me see what else he's written, because I feel like I know that name. Alright, sorry, my computer's starting to freeze up a little bit, so if you're watching me on YouTube, you might see things freezing up and the video and audio might be out of sync, because that's been happening quite a lot in some of my recent videos. Alright, John Lee Hancock, let's see what else he's directed that I might be familiar with. Oh, The Blind Side. Alright, I enjoyed The Blind Side. Saving Mr. Banks, that's another good one that I enjoyed. The Rookie, starring Dennis Quaid, did not know that. Alright, so he's directed a few movies that I've enjoyed, so that's pretty cool. Alright, let's see what else he's got here. Yeah, Little Things. The Founder. Oh, the starring Michael Keaton, the story of Roy Kroc and McDonald's. So that's cool. Yeah, so The Rookie, Blindside, Saving Mr. Banks, The Founder. Alright, so yeah, he's directed a good amount of movies that I've seen and have enjoyed. So, alright. So I'm gonna have to see some of the other films of his that I have not seen, see how I feel about those. But hey, if you've seen the movie, let me know what you think. You know, you can reach me on my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, if you're friends with me on there, Vero. You just, if you want to talk about it, just go ahead and talk about it with me. I'm happy to chat about this film with anybody who wants to chat about it. And I'm gonna check out some of the other people that have seen the movies that I'm subscribed to that they reviewed it, see how they feel, because yeah, so far like I'm seeing a lot of people that didn't really like the movie, and I'm not really entirely sure like what their reasons are, so I'm gonna be curious to see more into what I mean. Like, you know, Jason from Sinister Cinema Reviews, he didn't really particularly like the film. Don't remember exactly what his reasons were. I'll have to rewatch his review to see. But again, I personally enjoyed it very much, and you know, and I do understand there's going to be people who don't like this movie, but that's just with every film. Every film is going to have their fans, and every film is going to have their haters. And that's just the way it is. That's just how entertainment works. And again, nobody is wrong for feeling the way they feel about movies. Nobody's wrong for loving a movie. Nobody's wrong for hating a movie. And maybe sometimes the reasons that they hate the movies can be a little ridiculous and irrational, particularly from stuff that I see on Twitter all the time. People who hate Zack Snyder for the most unreasonable, irrational reasons that I will never understand. And if you're on as active on Twitter as I am, and you're a Zack Snyder fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Which, good chunk of my audience for this little show and little podcast that I do, a lot of you are Zack Snyder fans, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And yeah, I don't really have much else to say about this, honestly. Just if you haven't seen it yet, do yourselves a favor and check it out. See how you feel. You know, don't let what I'm saying influence you in any way. Don't let what others are saying influence you in any way. Go into the story blind and open-minded, and just see how you feel. You know, watch it on HBO Max if you can, watch it on video on demand if you can, watch it in theaters if you can, and just check it out, see if you enjoy it, see if you hate it. Either way, best of luck to you, and I hope you'll, you know, get the chance to watch it. And so yeah, that's gonna do it for this movie review. Hope I did a decent enough job on this one, because it's It's not fun doing non-spoiler reviews because, you know, like if you want to talk about certain things that happen in the movies, and then, you know, because it's not spoiler, it's like, ugh, I have to avoid speaking about that scene because, ugh, you know, which, you know, when Zack Snyder's Justice League comes out, fuck it, I'm gonna do a spoiler-filled review for that one. So, fair warning to anyone that's gonna watch that or listen to that review, that if you haven't seen it or seen it yet, then when my review does eventually come out in a couple of months, you know, I don't say I didn't warn you. But I very much look forward to that. March 18th is the official release date of Zack Snyder's Justice League. Oof, I can't wait for that. I have it marked on the calendar on my phone. I have it marked on the calendar that's on my wall. I have the sticker right here on the back of my phone for Justice League, and even changed the wallpaper on my phone to the one of the newer posters that's very reminiscent of the Death of Superman comic book. If you're seeing me on YouTube, which most of you do see this on YouTube, you see it right there, the awesome poster right there. That's so freaking cool. I can't wait for March 18th to get here and I can finally watch this. You know, after so many years, 4 years, you know, waiting to see this film, technically 5 after BVS. So, but yeah, looking forward to that one very, very much. Month and a half away. Oh, so exciting. But yeah, thank you so much for watching, for listening. And if you're not subscribed to the Minute Tides podcast, you can do so right here on YouTube or here on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Castbox, Radio Public, Breaker, Anchor. All the direct links to those will be in description to this movie review. And support me on Patreon, $1 a month if you can, if you feel generous. That link is in the description. Also, check out the Minute Tides podcast store for some fun t-shirt designs that I have on there. That link is in the description as well. Donate to the Autumn Snyder Tribute Fund for the AFSP. That link is in the description as well. Yeah, the goal for us in the Snyder Cut fandom, we're trying to get the total money raised and donated with it through us up to 1 million. We've already crossed that 500,000 goal. Well, we're quite a good way past that. Then the goal is now next to 1 million the dollars donated. So we're working towards that. Yeah, just hope you're all doing well, staying safe, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones. Yeah, this has been my non-spoiler review for The Little Things. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye.